Hello, you are listening to a live recording here by the English program of A Ball at Pemberley. We are on to chapter 5 and part 5 now. All of the previous episodes can be found if you go to audioboo.fm/tag/Pemberley Boo. Mama, persisted Elizabeth. Mama, I really must speak with you. I have received most shocking and distressing news, and I fear we may have to cancel.
Cancel?
Bellowed Mrs. Bennet. I never heard of such a thing. What could possibly be so dire as to prevent an event of this importance from proceeding as planned? Lizzie endeavoured to persuade her mother to sit down, but to no avail. I am afraid, she said at last, that Mr. Collins has been taken from us prematurely.
What? Has Lady Catherine given him his marching orders at last? Horrid man!
No, Mama. I'm afraid to tell you that poor Charlotte is now a widow. Mr. Collins is dead. To which sad news, Mrs. Bennet responded with behaviour that shocked Elizabeth to the core of her being. Mrs. Bennet threw back her head and let out a peal of loud and most uncouth laughter.
Mama, gasped Elizabeth. What is it?
Why do you laugh so when Mr. Collins has been taken so suddenly? Asked Elizabeth, who was barely able to maintain her composure at this point.
Mr. Collins was a horrible man, her mother replied, and I see no point on wasting false sympathy on him when we are the only ones present. I laugh because of Charlotte Collins' situation.
Elizabeth looked at Mrs. Bennet with her mouth agape. She was both shocked and puzzled at what she had heard. Mrs. Bennet went on. She was not content to steal Mr. Collins from you when you had no better prospects, Lizzie, but now, shortly after your most fortunate marriage to Mr. Darcy, her husband, who was, after all, only a country clergyman, takes ill and dies. I shouldn't be surprised if, after a decent interval, Charlotte should come to fish in Pemberley's waters for a second husband among your high-born, wealthy acquaintance. Why, you'd almost think Charlotte planned to do away with him herself.
Elizabeth gasped again, this time almost unable to stand.
Neither realized that Miss Morland was about to enter the room and had been able to hear their conversation. Mrs. Bennet blanched as Catherine entered. Catherine was busying herself with her latest project in the form of Mary Bennet and had not meant to eavesdrop on the obviously private conversation between Mrs. Darcy and the, in Catherine's eyes, somewhat eccentric Mrs. Bennet. But as soon as she heard the words widow and dead through the thin walls of the estate, she could not contain her excitement, and curiosity laid her right ear against the door of the adjacent room. Was this a hint at a big gothic Bennet Darcy murder mystery? This was even better than the gothic novels she loved so much. Whoever tried to convince her these events did not happen in real life obviously had not visited Pemberley. She felt her cheeks reddening from the excitement, but then noticed the two women in the other room had stopped talking. This was her cue, and she put her hand on the doorknob, took a deep breath, and opened the door. Catherine immediately resolved not to let them know how much she had heard.
"What is it? What has happened?" she asked.
Catherine was determined that if there was a mystery afoot, she would uncover and solve it. She had also wanted to solve the mystery surrounding Wickham, but she was confident she could handle both simultaneously.